If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome to Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLuga, and thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, September 13th. Friday the 13th. Y'all be careful out there. Jaguar is hosting the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. Both teams trying to get in the win column there after losing in week one. The Jaguars had no business losing to the Miami Dolphins in week one. They had that game under control. Couple mistakes from a execution standpoint. Some conservative play calling in the fourth quarter, and the Dolphins get that W against the Jaguars. But again, the Jaguars playing against the Cleveland Browns in week two at home, home opener. Jags wearing all white, asking fans to white out the stadium as well. Should be a good environment, but got some not so great news from Doug Peterson's press conference earlier. Just got back from that. And Doug Peterson shared that the quad that popped up for Darnell Savage, it happened early in practice yesterday. Darnell Savage is the Jaguars' starting nickel. He's a guy that has a very unique role, a diverse role in the Jaguars' defense. He can line up all across the board, whether it's on the line of scrimmage, nickel, safety. He's got so much speed, so much athleticism, so much skill. And he popped up on the injury report yesterday with that quad. Doug Peterson shares that he's probably not playing this weekend against the Cleveland Browns, which, not great news in and of itself, right? You want your starting nickel slash, you know, do-it-all type of chess piece out there for the Jaguars, who had a good week one. That coupled with the fact that Tyson Campbell is now on short-term injured reserve, your Jaguars' top cornerback, one of the highest-paid players on the team, one of the best defenders on the team, most important players, he's going to be out for at least 4 weeks with a hamstring injury. So now after one week of football, your Jaguars are down their top outside corner, their top nickel, which is not great. It's not great, right? this is why you try to create depth at a position. This is why I was in favor of bringing in another veteran who could play outside. But the Jaguars, it looks like Buster Brown will probably be taking more outside cornerback reps, you know, opposite Ronald Darby, who fortunately is a very good player for the Jaguars. Experienced veteran with great speed, good man coverage corner. Buster Brown coming in, he's got experience playing outside in this league. He did it last year, did a little bit as a rookie as well. He's progressed. He's a guy that can play physical, can play smart. I think that Ryan Nielsen likes him in his defense. He came in for Tyson Campbell last week after that injury. So I think from my vantage point, it certainly looks like you'll see Buster Brown playing more outside, starting opposite Ronald Darby. And then I would expect Jarian Jones, who was playing a good amount of nickel last week, to come in and fulfill the Darnell Savage role. So you're going to be looking at Darby, Buster Brown, and Jarian Jones as your top three corners going into week two. Now, hopefully, Darnell Savage's injury is not going to linger around. Hopefully, this is just like a one-week issue because you want him to be available. You want him to be able to be out there on the field. Again, brings speed, experience, versatility, good football player. But Jarian Jones played fantastic in week one. I think he played about 16, 17 defensive reps. Super sticky in coverage, super physical, flying downhill. Played exactly how you saw him play last year at Florida State. Played how you saw him play throughout OTAs, minicamp, training camp, preseason. So good stuff from Jarian Jones. I'm obviously disappointed that Savage is not going to be out there, but you're happy that you have a player like Jarian Jones to be able to come in and play that role. Buster Brown, I do think there's a pretty big drop-off between Tyson Campbell and Buster Brown, but he can perform adequately, in my opinion. And let's face it.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Cleveland Browns offense, with Deshaun Watson playing quarterback, struggling to play quarterback, like he's not seeing it well. The vision's not great. The feel in the pocket is not great. The accuracy's not great. Timing, it's just not looking very cohesive. It hasn't been since he arrived in Cleveland, quite frankly. Not looking great. They do have talented receivers. You know, namely Amari Cooper is excellent receiver still. A wide receiver one in this league. But if there was a week where you could feel like maybe you can get by with Tyson Campbell and Darnell Savage not being available, it is probably this week. And of course, Tyson Campbell is not going to be available until at least week six. So the Jaguars have some difficult tests ahead defensively with Houston Texans, CJ Stroud, all those receivers, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, good running game. And that's another big thing. Like, Tyson Campbell is a great run defending corner. Buster Brown will give effort, but he's not the same level of physical talent that Tyson Campbell is against the run. And they ran the ball extremely well, the Texans did. And the Browns are going to try to run the ball a lot too with Jerome Ford. You can't be missing tackles against these guys, because Jerome Ford, even though he's not their starter, Nick Chubb's the starter, Jerome Ford has speed. He has a little elusiveness, a little wiggle. And if you miss a couple tackles, he could be off to the races. So that's going to be critical for everyone out there, to not sleep on Jerome Ford just because he's not Nick Chubb. But Joe Mixon has killed the Jaguars in the past. He's playing with the Texans. You've got, obviously, week three, Monday Night Football against the Bills, who are going to be well-rested. That offense is humming. So that's a huge problem, not having Tyson Campbell for that game. But you're hopeful that at least Darnell Savage will be back for that one, to where you're only down one of your top three corners. And then you're going to have the Colts in week five. And then week six is the earliest Tyson Campbell could come back, against the Chicago Bears. That would be the first London game. How they play that out, I don't know. I would probably advise, if you think it would be a four-week injury, hold him out a little bit longer, just because you don't want him rushing back at all. You want that hamstring well-rested. You want it to be 100%. You want to, as much as you possibly can, mitigate the risk of re-injury, of re-aggravation, of him just not being ready to go, right? So it's a bit of an issue for the Jaguars. You know, I talked about my issues with getting conservative in the fourth quarter and thinking that was the right way to go against the Dolphins. And I do think this week, if you were going to get conservative, this would probably be a week to do it, because I don't think the Browns offense is going to be doing much against the Jaguars defense, even with these injuries. But next week, week after that, you got to go all in offensively to put up points against the Texans, to put up points against the Bills, then the Texans. You've got the Colts as well. Tough games. And so that puts even more emphasis on needing to win this game. It's not a must win because it's week two, but it's as close to a must win in week two as you could possibly have. You've got to beat this Cleveland Browns team. Their offense is not playing well. Yes, their defense is very good, very talented, fairly healthy. They have a couple guys missing here and there, but their stalwarts are going to be out there. It's going to be tough offensively for the Jaguars, but I think they have the coaching and the pieces and the quarterback to get the job done, and they need to go get the job done against Cleveland, even without Darnell Savage, even without Tyson Campbell. There's no reason the Jaguars should not be able to go get this football game and get a win in front of their hometown fans. But again, Darnell Savage, dealing with the quad, will not be playing in all likelihood against the Cleveland Browns. And then Tyson Campbell on short-term IR, at least 4 weeks with the hamstring. So you're probably going to be seeing Buster Brown outside. I would guess Jarian Jones, nickel. Obviously, Ronald Darby's still starting. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Check out jinjack.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.